Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It is Hawa and you're listening to Hawa Unscripted. Another Wednesday, another episode. How's everyone's Ramadan going? Inshallah, you guys said good. For this episode, I wanted to talk about accountability and forgiveness. Today marks 10 days into Ramadan and alhamdulillah, Ramadan is a month of many things, but for this episode, I really wanted to focus on the forgiving aspect of it. Us asking forgiveness, us seeking forgiveness, and forgiving others so that we may be forgiven. What that looks like and what it means. When asking for forgiveness, we want to make sure that we are holding ourselves accountable for what it is we are asking. We don't want to just make empty dua and just hope that that is enough. Know what you're asking forgiveness for. Take accountability in the things that you have done, said, thought, just whatever it is that you feel guilty about, whatever you're asking forgiveness for, whatever you think of when you make istighfar, whatever the shaitan whispers to you to stop you from doing good, whatever guilt is eating you alive, what sin makes you hesitate when it comes to your salah, the mistake that stops you from raising your hands and asking of your Rabb, whatever it is that comes to mind, whatever things that come to mind, make sure you are taking accountability for it. Make sure that you're accepting ownership of the situation and the things and the sins that you were involved in. Don't blame others if things go wrong. Now in Ramadan, shaitan is gone. We are recognizing that sometimes half the things that we blame shaitan for is us, it's our nafs, it's us, and we have to take accountability for that and take responsibility for what happens, good or bad. Acknowledge it. Acknowledge the things you've done. Accept that it happened and know that the best of us fall. The best of us fall. Take accountability. Yes, you did that, but your sin does not define who you are. It does not define you as a Muslim. Take accountability. Yes, you return to that sin when the last time was supposed to be the last time, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and whoever does it wrong or wrongs himself, but then seeks forgiveness of Allah, will find Allah forgiving and merciful. Surah An-Nisa, verse 110. And in Surah Az-Zumar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O my servants who have transgressed against themselves, do not despair of the mercy of Allah. Indeed, Allah forgives all sins. Indeed, it is He who is forgiving. It is He who is the forgiving, the merciful. There's also a hadith that Abu Sa'id al-Khudri reported that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Satan said, By your might, O Lord, I will continue to mislead the children of Adam as long as their souls are in their bodies. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, By my might and majesty, I will continue to forgive them as long as they seek my forgiveness. We are told time and time again of Allah's rahmah. We are told time and time again of Allah's mercy and forgiveness. And yet we still hesitate to raise our hands and say, Ya Rab. With that accountability, show yourself some compassion. The way that you see yourself and the things that you say about yourself to yourself is not a reflection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not a reflection of how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees you. Allah knows what's in your heart. Allah knows your sincerity. And if you truly feel guilty, if you truly want forgiveness for something and you ask for it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you. This is Hadith 34 of 40 Hadith Qudsi on the authority of Anas radiallahu anhu. He says, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, Allah the Almighty said, O son of Adam, so long as you call upon me and ask of me, I shall forgive you for what you have done, and I shall not mind. O son of Adam, were your sins to reach the clouds of the sky, and were you then to ask forgiveness of me, I would forgive you. O son of Adam, were you to come to me with sins nearly as great as the earth, and were you then to face me, ascribing no partner to me, I would bring you forgiveness nearly as great as it. Isn't that just so beautiful, subhanAllah? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire forgiveness in our hearts for those who we knowingly and unknowingly wronged and that we have anger or unhappiness towards. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire the forgiveness in the hearts of those that we may have wronged knowing and unknowingly and that we angered and that we are in need of forgiveness from. With this in mind, I wanted to share a few names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and a few du'as. The first name I wanted to share of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Ghafur. Al-Ghafur is the one who completely forgives our sins and faults. His forgiveness is without limits and extends to all who turn to him in humility and seek sincere repentance. And with this name, I also wanted to share a similar name, Al-Ghafar, the forgiver. Al-Ghafar is the most forgiving and loves to forgive. He is the one who often veils his servant's sins and faults, so much so that he does not publicize one's sins in the life of this world nor in the life of the hereafter. He is the one who forgives and covers us time and time again. And the last name I wanted to share is Al-Afu, the pardoner. Al-Afu is the one who pardons sins. He is the one who not only forgives sins, but can completely erase them from any mistake or error that we have committed. So aim not only to be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but to earn His Afu, His pardon. For the first dua, I wanted to share the dua of Yunus alayhi salam. The dua is, La ilaha illa ant subhanak. Subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. There is no God but you, glorified be you. Truly, I have been of the wrongdoers. The next dua is a dua of Laylatul Qadr, but why only use it for that day? The dua is, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni. O Allah, indeed you are forgiving and love to forgive, so forgive me. And that is all I have for you guys today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this podcast a means of good for us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make easy for us to seek forgiveness and to forgive. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pardon us of our sins and shortcomings. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to walk out of this Ramadan a brand new and those guaranteed Jannat al-Firdaws, inshallah. Allahumma ameen ya rabbil alameen. As always, share this podcast with whoever you think would benefit from it. And may Allah put barakah in all of our lives. JazakAllah khairan for listening. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.